Baby boomers are approaching retirement age, but everyone is living longer. Techonomics host Jason Middleton gets under the hood on retirement planning with an award-winning economist, professor, author, and software creator. Can desktop software replace financial advisors? That discussion starts now.
Hello and welcome, and thanks for listening. Human nature is to be terrible at planning for the future, which makes it almost impossible for many people to begin thinking about retirement. There are too many unknowns to account for, from divorce to changing careers. How can you find a way to prepare accurately for the future, no matter what your situation? If you have the means, you can get a financial planner or fiduciary to guide you through retirement planning. But there is a way to at least get started at home with the assistance of an award-winning economist and university professor.
The program does two key things. It figures out a game plan for you to be able to spend through time at the same level so that you never run out of money. The other thing it does is that it robo-optimizes that living standard. It figures out safe ways to get you a higher living standard.
And you're not alone if you're a little bit behind on your fiscal preparedness for retirement. I mean, heck, the U.S. government is just a little bit behind on that, too.
The entire fiscal operation of the country is about $206 trillion underwater. Most of our debts are being kept off the books.
Here's my chat with that economist I mentioned.
Lawrence Kotlikoff, professor of economics at Boston University.
I want to talk about revolutionary retirement planning software.
You know, economists have been working on the problem of personal finance for over 100 years, starting with the work of Irving Fisher at Yale. So we have been studying this on our own, and we think that the way the industry is presenting personal plans and the kind of software they're developing is not, first of all, it's disconnected entirely from what economics says is a sensible thing to do. And secondly, it's very much oriented towards product sales. So they're giving the wrong answer for a very clear reason, which is to make money. So I started roughly 24 years ago a company called Economic Security Planning. And the idea was to bring to the public what economic science says is the right answer when it comes to personal financial decisions. And we have, through time, developed different products. And the most recent one is this program called MaxifiPlanner.com, MaxifiPlanner. And the program is really, first of all, it's very modern in terms of its interface. It's like running TurboTax. And you enter your data. We don't ask you a zillion things. We just ask you the essentials. And the program does two key things. It figures out a game plan for you to be able to spend through time at the same level so that you never run out of money and that you end up also not leaving any money on the table when you reach your maximum age of life. And then the other thing it does is that it robo-optimizes that living standard. It figures out safe ways to get you a higher living standard. And this can mean tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional lifetime spending. So I'll give you an example. You know, Social Security, the program figures out how to maximize your lifetime Social Security benefits, or take retirement accounts. It figures out how much more you can make by contributing to different types of retirement accounts, Roth versus non-Roth retirement accounts, how much you can save in lifetime taxes, or when you should withdraw your retirement account money. Should you do that starting at 62 or 59, or should you start at a later date? How does that interact with Social Security so that you can minimize your taxes? Should you take your Roth money out first or second? What about annuitization of your retirement account balances? Should you take the money just as a flow, or should you take the money in the form of a payment that continues until you die? But if you do die, you get nothing, or your heirs get nothing, or you could buy a survivor annuity where it would pay off money to your survivor. So we look at all these things and we figure out what's going to maximize your family's, not just yours, but your family, you and your wife, and your, if you've got kids, your lifetime living standard. That's like a money machine. It's like money magic, because there's no other program on the globe that can figure this stuff out. Taking into account all the taxes you're facing, the Medicare Part B premiums you're going to have to pay, and when I say taxes, state as well as federal, all the interconnections between these things. You know, we really have very difficult problem here to solve mathematically, and numerically within the computer, because what spending you can do depends on your path of taxes, and what taxes you're going to pay depends on your path of spending. So you got like a chicken and egg problem.
I think that for general audience use, Roth versus non-Roth is something we could broad stroke. But I have to say, as I'm listening to MaxifyPlanner.com being explained, I'm guessing that any financial advisors that are listening are not terribly pleased with this competitor in the marketplace that you have built. Would that be fair to say? Because it sounds like, I'm not saying you're undercutting anything, I'm saying you're offering a different approach that doesn't seem to have a bunch of fees attached to it. Are you getting any kind of feedback like that?
You know, we've always developed software for both the financial planners and for the households, because some people, well, I think most Americans just do not want to do this planning on their own. They'd like to do it with a financial planner. And then you've got a segment of people that really want to do it on their own. So we've given to the household exactly the same tool that we give to the financial planners, except the financial planners can run multiple clients. Because we felt if you're going to do it on your own, you've got to have exactly the same tools. You want to get to the same, you know, right answer. We're all for financial planners using the right software, and we do have the financial planners buying our software. We have different products. One is a Maximize My Social Security tool, which just focuses on Social Security.
Let's take one example. Let's take the Roth versus non-Roth account. Can you broad stroke just how that might apply to just anybody listening?
The rule for somebody who's going to benefit from a Roth is low tax bracket now, high tax bracket in the future. The rule for somebody for whom a 401k contribution or an IRA contribution is the best way to go is a high tax bracket now and a low one in the future, because with those vehicles, you get a tax break right now. In the future, you don't get a tax break. So you want to get your tax break when your tax rate is really high, not when it's low.
And my last question for you, part of the research I did for this interview was, of course, look through your Twitter feed, and I see that you have some opinions on tax reform. Are there things that can be brought forward germane to the conversation we just had in tax reform?
Well, yeah, we have a whole plethora of retirement account vehicles, none of which have really worked for the nation as a whole. Our national saving rate is lower than it's been for decades. Leaving out the Great Recession, it's around 3.5% compared to 15% in 1950. So we're not, the design of the whole retirement incentive system has been very poor. So we have to fix things fundamentally. We need tax reform that I think would eliminate that entire system and get to a much simpler tax code that would incentivize investment in the U.S. And we have to fix Social Security fundamentally. It's got a $34 trillion unfunded liability. The report just came out a couple weeks ago. The entire fiscal operation of the country is about $206 trillion underwater. Most of our debts are being kept off the books. So that's what we call the fiscal gap, what we economists call the fiscal gap. And that's the true debt of the country. It's not just the official $20 trillion debt that everybody's talking about, including the president. It's all these unfunded liabilities and commitments to pay for defense. We've been passing the buck to our kids, putting things off the books of these obligations and leaving our kids at great risk.
Professor Kotlikoff, thank you so much for your time this morning. This has been enlightening, and we can't wait to have you back.
My pleasure.
That was Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. He's an author and an award-winning economist. Finally, before we run out of time, a quick thought on Apple's recent earnings report. Apple beat expectations, but I would argue that Apple is really good at keeping expectations exceedingly low, which, of course, makes it look like a great success. I'm not saying Apple's not a great company. It clearly is. I'm just saying that happiness is a low bar. So I grabbed tech sector analyst Jack Gold and bounced all of this off of him. Ever since Steve, they're just the best at managing expectations.
They've done a masterful job at managing expectations and exceeding expectations. I mean, I can't remember the last time they had a quarter that didn't meet what people were expecting.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, it's easy to manage expectations when the headline is, Apple's going to deliver iPhone late. You know, well, that just drops everything. And then they come in and like, well, they didn't even mention when they were going to deliver the new iPhone.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of noise around Apple all the time, right? Lots of people writing stuff about Apple. Some are in the know and some are just, you know, speculating, and some are just way out in left field. Anytime anybody writes anything about Apple, it gets picked up. And to be expected, because it's such a high-profile company.
Okay.
That whatever anybody writes gets picked up.
All right, that's Jack Gold of Gold & Associates making his salient point and calming me down. He's at jgoldassociates.com. And that's going to do it for this week's show. For all of our shows, go to Audio Boom, Stitcher, and iTunes. We are also at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. My Twitter is at KGO Jason. And for producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, this has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.